Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm Dan Bach with you once again on this Tuesday, taking you through a night of NBA basketball. The season is coming to a close, the regular season, that is. Of course, playoffs are like 2.5-3 months themselves, it seems, and there will be plenty of DFS for that. But in terms of the daily grind, we're coming to a close, but obviously still lots of money to be won. Hundred thousands of dollars being won every single night by people in daily fantasy hoops. I've yet to be that guy. I'm hoping one day. I was hoping it might be this season. It's not too late. Still got a handful of days to make that happen, but certainly appreciative of you guys listening to what we do here on Roto Grinders, and thanks to Fantasy Draft. They are the big title sponsor, and love when getting feedback from you guys on the show. And the best way that you can even give greater feedback would be heading over to Fantasy Draft, making that deposit, and playing a little DFS on their platform. I'm really pumped for the Masters. Of course, we got one more week here with the Shell Houston Open, and then next week, the Masters. And this is probably going to be one of the most watched Masters I think there's ever been, with Tiger, you know, playing well. You've got Rory with a W. Justin Thomas has played incredible golf. Bubba, a resurgence, two wins already. So a lot of excitement around golf. And remember, lowest scores dropped on Fantasy Draft. So that means you don't have to go 6-for-6 to make sure you win your GPP. So if you got one guy who flames out for you, don't worry, his score won't matter. Just hit on the other guys. So check it out. It's a nice experience. And for MLB, they're going to have some great stuff happening as well. Similar to what we have with basketball, a lot of flexibility in terms of the way you can build your lineups on Fantasy Draft. So hope you give them a look here today. Let's get to hoops for tonight. Nice little slate for us. And again, we are going to go position by position. That's kind of the way that I do it. Definitely a few injuries for us to note here in the opening. James Harden and Capella are both going to be out for Houston today. I think Luke Richard, Mba Mute as well, is going to miss this game. Hassan Whiteside is going to be out for the Miami Heat tonight. It looks like Draymond Green, Quinn Cook are probable in their games today against Indiana. You know, Draymond was, I believe, sick. Cook got a little banged up last game. Well, waiting on Mirotic in terms of his status today, game time decision. Chris Paul should be back. So it looks like, you know, they're going to switch off resting Paul with Harden. So Chris Paul should be back in the lineup again tonight. Rajon Rondo, game time decision, waiting on him. Doubt we see Durant tonight. And I think that kind of covers most of the things that we are looking at. Yeah, lots of guys out with the Bulls. Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, all those guys. And speaking of the Bulls, talk about a complete and utter dumpster fire here. We're in a situation where they're without James Harden. They're without Clint Capella. They're without, Houston's without two of their top three players here today. Yet this morning when I checked the line on that game, Houston was favored by 17.5 points. That just shows you how bad Chicago is and how much they are on full-on tank mode, that you can be without the league MVP. Like, that guy, you know, swings a lot in terms of, you know, the spread. And he is out and Capella's out. 17.5 point spread. So, good luck rostering Chicago players. I mean, you can, and we'll talk about it, but my goodness, just a nightmare of a situation. But let's start it out. We're going to go point guard position. We usually use FanDuel as our point of reference here in terms of positions, and then we kind of branch off with salaries on FanDuel and Draft, or on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. And we'll start at point guard here, where Chris Paul is really standing out today as an excellent option for us here potentially. But I'm going to talk about the risk that we have in this one. Now, when we take away James Harden, we take away Clint Capella, the usage bumps go to a guy like Chris Paul. And, you know, I'm excited about that because the salary on him, very reasonable. 84 on FanDuel, 81 on DraftKings, 14.9 on Fantasy Draft. But I think you've got to ask your question is he going to do good enough for me in three quarters? Because I don't know if Chris Paul plays the fourth quarter in a 17.5-point spread game. Yes, they are short on bodies, but it doesn't really matter when it gets to the fourth quarter if you're up by 20. It doesn't make a lot of sense to be playing Chris Paul at that point in time. I think the answer to that likely is yes, especially in cash games, because he is very cheap. The ownership on him is going to be really high. I mean, sometimes when you have high ownership, you can take a stand against it and be in a really good spot in like 50-50 contests, but it can completely backfire where if you look at Chris Paul and he's 65-70% owned in 50-50s and you say, I'm not going to play him, and he goes for 50 fantasy points at a pretty reasonable salary tonight, good luck making that up. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be very tough to overcome that. So in this situation, I probably would play him in cash games. I don't think there's anything wrong with going underweight in tournaments. I mean, on DraftKings, again, way too early for our projected ownership to hit, but at 8,100, he's going to be really, really popular tonight. So that's something to consider. But all in all, you know, we got him projected at, what, 44 fantasy points? That might be a little bit aggressive here today in terms of just like a baseline projection. Like, yeah, obviously he could get there. If I was putting it in my lineup HQ today, I'd probably edit that down to like 42, 41. And you're like, that doesn't sound like a very big difference, Dan. That's only three. It is, but if you kind of, you know, do that, and then you look at point per dollar, or point per thousand, or RG value metric on lineup HQ, it'll swing things a good bit. But I just think you got to bake in the risk that he doesn't necessarily play the fourth quarter here tonight. The other point guard in that game is also popping a little bit in Cameron Payne. But the problem we run into is, yes, there's a lot of injuries for the Bulls guards right now. It makes a lot of sense for him to be playing heavy minutes. And on FanDuel, you get him at 55, 57 on DraftKings, 11-1 on Fantasy Draft. The problem is, he's going to be going against Chris Paul today, who's a really good defender. And I just am not in love with the offensive game of Cameron Payne. Like, at 4K, I can play him. At 4,200, I can play him. But 5.5 is not like a gimme by any standard here today. So I don't think he's my favorite option. I'd actually rather go down to Quinn Cook today, who is going to get minutes and is going to produce, because he has produced so far this season when given minutes. The shot attempts are up. He's actually pretty efficient shooter, does enough in the rebounding assist category. I think he's a great play. I'd rather play him for 500 more on FanDuel. And I think like 100 more on DraftKings than I would Cameron Payne. I just feel like there's a little bit more upside there. Yes, there might be the risk of maybe he is injured, maybe he doesn't play. And we're probably not going to have that news by, you know, roster lock tonight. But I think from what I'm reading here today, and I think he came back into that game after he had that rough fall at the end of the first half last game, he should be good to go. So I'm like 95% sure he's playing today. So I give him a little bit of an edge for my lineups. Indiana, not a great defensive team at all. Now, if Rondo plays today against Portland, this is an interesting kind of point guard stack spot with Lillard and Rondo. I mean, a high total here of 222. And, you know, two teams who definitely, you know, fighting for playoff positioning here in that Western Conference. And Lillard's, you know, just a super safe play. I mean, I feel like we've got his baseline at 43 today. Like, I feel like his projection for today should be higher than Chris Paul. But, again, Chris Paul, 8,400. You've got Lillard at 9K on FanDuel. And then a big difference, 9,400 on DraftKings. So that's where, like, I feel like you could easily make a case and say, hey, it's 600 more. Give me Lillard in a competitive game against a bad defensive team, $600 more bucks. Like, you can find that somewhere instead of playing Chris Paul, especially in GPPs if you want to make that pivot. So I don't mind it. I guess you could play them both, but that means you're probably not playing Davis or you're probably not playing Giannis today if you do that, which, you know, might be a build to make in tournaments today. So, but yeah, he's super steady. You know what you're going to get from him. Rondo, not a great defender, so I like Lillard a lot. And Rondo on the flip side, I'm not overly pumped to play him today because defensively, they've been pretty elite, Portland. They're second in DVP so far this season. And so, you know, playing an injured Rondo is not something that I think we have to do. But I do feel like there's meat on that bone. At 5'7", like, this guy has big upside. We've got a ceiling at 43, and I think it's way higher than that. But there's definitely not a great matchup and some risk that, you know, he is still banged up. So that's kind of what we run into with him. Few other names to throw out there today. Goran Dragic against Cleveland. You know, he's playing banged up. He even acknowledged that the other day. Cleveland is just so bad defensively. I'd be curious to see where this game total kind of checks in at. I think I saw that we had Cleveland favored by a couple of points in this one. But Dragic at under 7K on FanDuel, I can get behind that here tonight. DraftKings 68, Fantasy Draft 12-2. Another guy who, you know, has that 40 fantasy point upside. We haven't seen it for a while. But against this Cleveland team, absolutely, especially, like, they've been starting Calderon and only playing him, like, you know, 12, 15 minutes or something. Guy's terrible. Just terrible at defense. I suppose they could put George Hill on him, who's a little bit better. But all in all, I don't mind a little bit of Dragic here tonight. Kyle Lowry against Denver. We got to consider this one, too. 8,300. This is not really a premium price, but it's back a little bit higher than it's been. Like, I think he was like mid-sevens for a while, maybe upper sevens. 15-5 on fantasy draft, very fine with that. We know that Denver just has not guarded the point guard position particularly well. Another game that's really got a high number on it, 226 is the game total here. Now, both these teams, Denver on the back end of a back-to-back. Of course, they played Philadelphia last night. So I'm a little bit concerned about how that Denver team's going to show up, but, you know, he and, what's his name? It's one of the, I guess I'm not back yet because it's just, he just played yesterday. I'm having a complete and utter Jamal Murray. He and Jamal Murray are kind of an interesting tandem because Murray did it again last night, by the way, at pretty good salary. 17 real-life points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals for a 36 spot. Probably too expensive at 7,900 because I feel like you just go up 400 more and get Lowry if you want to do that. But, again, in a game stack format, could be a way for us to go. Couple of outliers for tournaments. I don't mind George Hill at 4,900. He's been over 30 fantasy points in 2 of the last 3, and the sandwich game was at 24, which doesn't kill you at 4,900. 5K on DraftKings, 98 on fantasy drafts. So if you need some stars and scrubbage, he is a guy who could consider. And the off chance that we would see Rondo not play, Ian Clark got some pretty good run last game at 23 minutes, took 13 shots, 6 rebounds, and kind of a higher pace game. The $3,700 number on DraftKings or 72 on Fantasy Draft I could potentially get behind, but we would need Rondo to be out there. That's it. I mean, Deontay Murray, I don't mind him on FanDuel. What, 5,900, 53 on DraftKings? 12-1 on fantasy draft is probably too much. Just seems a little bit capped. You know, he's gone over, hasn't gone over 30 fantasy points in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 consecutive games. It's really been the LaMarcus Aldridge show lately for the Spurs. And, minutes in the 5-game span, only over 30 once. But a guy who definitely does enough in, you know, the rebounding category, the ancillary categories, that he's not relying just on scoring. So I'd put him in my GPP pool, but that's probably about it. And then last name, Dennis Smith Jr. priced up on FanDuel, but DraftKings at 67 against Sacramento, I don't hate. I mean, this guy is turning into a volume shooter. It was only a matter of time. 17, 17, 23, 19. That's the last four games for him. And again, a nice, you know, rebounding assists. Not great, not horrible, though. 5 and 6, 2 and 5, 4 and 4, 3 and 2. And we'll get you a couple steals and maybe a block or two. So at 6,700, you get, what, $1,000 savings off of the FanDuel price. That's where Dennis Smith is popping a little bit. Okay, shooting guard. Eric Gordon on FanDuel. Probably going to be like 90% owned today. Really too cheap there. He's 72 on DraftKings, 56 on FanDuel, 14.8 on Fantasy Draft. Basically, FanDuel did not account for James Harden sitting. DraftKings did. And at 5,600, he feels like a lock to, you know, kind of 5X, 6X that salary tonight. So if you're playing cash games, I think you're having him. If you're playing tournaments, you want to get cute, you want to fade him, you can. And maybe this is the same scenario we run into with Paul. Does he play the fourth quarter when they're just burying Chicago? But this is a team total of 117 tonight without James Harden. That means there's a lot of points to kind of go around. And he's obviously going to eat, I think, a good bit potentially in this matchup. Let's see. We've got Drew Holiday here at 8K. Kind of intriguing for me tonight. Really slowed down a good bit. You know, had that run where it was like 40, 50 fantasy points literally every single night, it felt. But his had a couple of 20s mixed in there. And I think, you know, it's funny. They played that three games in three nights. And we were like, you know, whoa, like, you know, a guy like Anthony Davis still played pretty well despite that. But I think sometimes I can kick in even after the fact here. But he's a guy who was somewhat affected maybe with, again, under 25 or 26 fantasy points in three of his last four games. So if you want to count for the rebound game, DraftKings, you get him under 8K. Fantasy Draft, I don't hate it either at 14-1. They've seen him a little bit more reactive to, you know, his bad games here recently. So I don't mind him, certainly over on Fantasy Draft tonight. Dwayne Wade taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers today. Revenge? Anybody? And I think we can consider him today because he's going to play in this game. You know, played last time out on Saturday, 26 minutes, and filled up the box score, 33 fantasy points. You'll take that all day long at 4,800. And now he gets, you know, pretty much worst defensive team here in Cleveland. So we got a baseline projection of 24 for him. I'm digging that value a little bit more than I think I'm digging the point guard value today. So I don't mind me some Dwayne Wade tonight. We've got CJ McCollum versus the 27th ranked DVP position at the shooting guard spot. And very reliant on scoring, but if he's going to score you 34 and 26 points like he did the last two games, he's going to get you into the 40s, and that's what he's done. So price is up a little bit on him. But not terrible. You know, 73 on FanDuel. You look at the logs, he was 72 against OKC, 7K versus Boston, but 7-7 versus the Clippers, Detroit. So this is a fair price for him tonight. Maybe on DraftKings, it's boosted a little bit. He's been in the 6K range over there, so probably a preferred target would be on FanDuel. And it looks like, you know, CJ McCollum, probably market price over on Fantasy Draft tonight. DeMar DeRozan, man, he screwed me on draft the other day. I had a great team from top to bottom. I didn't love DeMar DeRozan, but I was like, he can get me 30, right? No, he can't. He can apparently only give me 22 against the lousy Clippers teams. And, you know, it's somewhat concerning here. Back-to-back games, you know, 22, 26 fantasy points. But we're also seeing that salary drop a little bit. And this guy, you know, he didn't suddenly lose the ability to score and, you know, be a pretty solid fantasy player. He's improved an absolute ton here. But the interesting thing is the last three games has not hit a three-point shot. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he hits one today versus Denver. Game is pretty high-tempoed. Don't mind him one bit in a game stack today. Best value for him probably on Fantasy Draft because, again, they're the most reactive. So when guys start having a couple of bad games, look to Fantasy Draft. He was 15-5 last game versus the Clippers there. He's 13-7 tonight against Denver. So really good value on him on the Fan Draft. All right. You know, we've got Bradley Beal, but versus the Spurs, you know, I'm not like afraid to take guys versus the Spurs. It's obviously not the ideal landing spot, but you know, his role hasn't changed all that much since John Wall has left. So I don't feel like he's a plug and play by any measure tonight. Will Barton got off to a crazy hot start. I think he had 20 of his 27 fantasy points in that first quarter and then, you know, kind of sucked out the rest of the game. Maybe he gets it going here tonight. Again, a healthy Paul Millsap, and we saw him play bigger minutes last game, is really swings the balance of, you know, where that scoring, especially you still have Jokic, you still have Jamal Murray starting to chuck a little bit. So got all those kind of factors in play over there. Let's see. Victor Oladipo against Golden State. You know, I don't mind it, but Golden State doesn't play super fast when you take Steph Curry and Durant out of the mix, but steady, steady performer here, you know, into the 30s, night in and night out. We know he's got, you know, 40s potential as well. Probably looking at a preferred target, DraftKings 8,300, maybe. But I don't know if I want to go up that high on him today. I don't think we necessarily have to do that. We've got Justin Holiday for potential value. We talked about all the guards that are expected to be missing. No Dunn, no Levine, and he can play you into the 20s. But he's also a guy who, you know, playing Bulls at this point in time just feels dirty, just absolutely dirty. So probably not a top target for me outside of just a random GPP spot. That's probably where I'm looking today. I don't mind McCollum over there on, you know, on fantasy draft in particular. Eric Gordon's a lock on FanDuel. I mean, Eric Gordon on FanDuel is going to be like 85% owned in tournaments, I think, because that position kind of miserable to deal with. Small forward, highest owned guy today on DraftKings. Maybe not DraftKings. Maybe on FanDuel, not named Eric Gordon, is Gerald Green, his teammate, at 3,700. DraftKings, again, juiced him up a little bit. 47 there and 91 on fantasy draft. I think he's still in play on DraftKings at 47, but expect him to play a ton of minutes here today. And again, 117-point implied team total without a guy who scores 30 points a game, a guy who scores, what, like 17 a game in Capella. That's going to go somewhere. Gerald Green feels like a guy who it's going to go to. Now, who do we take in that small forward two spot? You know, you got LeBron, you got Giannis. It's hard for me not to take Giannis when he's $1,000 cheaper than LeBron. If they're equal, I'm on LeBron. But $1,000 can upgrade a lot of different spots here. And I just don't love the pace that Miami plays at here today. Now, it might not matter because Cleveland's so bad defensively, it's just going to be high scoring. But I'm going to take my chances here and say LeBron gives me like 50 burger instead of a 70 today. But dude has been sick. 73, 70, 75, 79, 73, 50, 64 and a half. Man, I just think that the matchup here, from a pay standpoint with Antetokounmpo, I'm a little bit more interested in. So you get $1,000 savings on FanDuel. Let's see. DraftKings, Giannis is 10-3, and LeBron is 11-6, so an even greater savings there. I mean, we're going to be able to get LeBron in easily because you've got that Gerald Green under 4K value sitting there for you. So you're going to be able to get one of these guys in. Now, you really want to go crazy, play them both in a lineup, fade Gerald Green. Now, if you do that, you're probably going to have to search out and figure out where that scoring from Houston's coming. Because I don't think you're getting LeBron, Giannis, and Chris Paul in a lineup together. I have a hunch that's not going to work. So that means you're going to have to play Eric Gordon in that combo. Maybe you look to a guy like Ryan Anderson, who should be back today. You could sneak in a Nene, potentially. I think he's back playing with Capella out. So if you want to get cute with that one, you're not only are you like really building a unique lineup, because not a lot of people are going to have that. You just have to figure out, because you are fading major chalk in Gerald Green, and you got to figure out where that production is going to go, because if he has a big game, you're pretty much screwed. Because people are going to have them with LeBron. People are going to have them with Giannis. And you've got both those guys. So you're not really gaining that much anywhere. You need a pretty good game from those guys. And, you know, a 19 burger from Gerald Green. If you get like less than 20 from Gerald Green tonight and you fade him, you're all right. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what you're playing for. That's the mentality that you're thinking of when you're building that particular lineup. But again, you've got to filter that those points somewhere, though, because there's 117 expected to be scored today. So figure it out. All right. We saw Mo Harkless play really well last game. Shout out to Mangone. I think he talked that up on the podcast on the weekend. Did really well there. And he's been good enough three of the last four games. I just can't trust this guy. I mean, it's tempo up. It is New Orleans. I get it. But probably not my most... I'm not that excited to be playing him tonight. That's for sure. You could go to David Nwaba from the Bulls. But as I talk about playing any Bulls, can be a frustrating thing today. 25 fantasy points or more in two of the last three games. Yipdy. But, you know, man, it's just, this position is just dreadful. It's just absolutely dreadful. PJ Tucker, maybe that's your pivot as well. 3,500 off of the Gerald Green play. Maybe. I mean, again, only, but you can't do it if you're building LeBron and Giannis. So, like, eh, I don't know. I think you're just playing Gerald Green and one of those two guys. Trevor Ariza, again, another small forward. Not really helping your cause there. And I guess the one guy to look at, maybe Harrison Barnes today, 6,400, 63 on DraftKings. You know, he's been over 30 in four of his last five games, which you'll take. So there's your options. Green, Braun, Giannis, maybe some Harrison Barnes. That's it. One other name, Wilson Chandler. Got to throw him out there. I watched that game yesterday, and, you know, he didn't score a lot. I mean, he had 8 points, but finished with 32 fantasy points. He's going to score more than eight, more times than not. On a back-to-back at 52, 100 on DraftKings, 56 on FanDuel. Don't hate him if you want to get cute at small forward. All right, power forward position next for us, and we're going to have no Whiteside tonight. So I think James Johnson, 5,800. In that middle tier, looking pretty sexy for me today against Cleveland. Bad defensive team. Yeah, you know, it's not a lock and load, but does definitely has some upside. 47, 35, 60, had a 22, a 30, 29. Yeah, it's not killing your teams. Prefer him on FanDuel, get a little savings on him as opposed to Fantasy Draft or DraftKings. Scal at 53, popping a little bit on the RG value threshold. Again, you can find that on the lineup HQ. And... you know, playing pretty solid number of minutes, not over 30, but in terms of price per dollar as well, he's kind of popping a little bit for us at power forward. I think Paul Millsap on DraftKings today is definitely a guy you want to look at because he's cheap over there, 5,700. He's 1,100 cheaper on DK than he is FanDuel. Played pretty well last night, 31 minutes, 33 fantasy points. You'll take that at 5,700. So I think that spot in particular, looking like an excellent value play. Yeah, we got Noah Vonleh against Houston. I guess somebody's got to do something for the Bulls. You know, especially we'd have to keep our eye out on the news surrounding Markkanen. I think he's might play tonight, but we'll have to see on that for sure. But Vonleh's probably in that starting lineup, 4.4. Pretty cheap price tag on him today. Aldridge has been on another planet, and you've got him and Anthony Davis. The problem is we've got like an handful of guys we can play at this position, so I don't think it's like we have to play Davis. I mean, gotta wonder if fatigue is starting to sprout up a little bit on him, and he is just really pricey today at 12.5 on FanDuel, 11.3 DraftKings, over 20K on Fantasy Draft. Kelly Olynyk, his price is 7,000 on FanDuel, 67 on DraftKings. Big numbers for him, but he's been putting up big numbers. 40 fantasy points or more in three of his last four games. If I told you he was going to score you 40, would you play him at 7K? Probably. Would you play him at 67? Probably. And what if I told you he's playing a bad defensive team in Cleveland? So maybe we should give him a little bit more look and not just, you know, scoff at that number, because I certainly want to scoff at that number. I'd love to see a Mirotić breakout game at 5,600 on FanDuel. I just don't know if we're going to see it today. So that's going to be probably a pass for me. Toby Harris, don't mind him in tournaments today at 7,300, 71 on DraftKings. Fan Draft 13-3. Again, 15, 14, 14, 16, 14, 20, 24. Guy's going to get shots up, no question about it. And a little revenge, of course. Played for Milwaukee, I think it was way back in the day, then was traded to Orlando. So I don't know if he holds that much of a grudge. Kevin Love been good the last few games, but I love him in the 7K range. Don't love him in the 8K range. So DraftKings at 78, I'd give him a little bit of consideration. But he's also coming off, you know, Brooklyn, terrible defense. Phoenix, miserable defense. Toronto, double overtime, I think that game was, or at least single overtime. So I think some of these numbers are a bit skewed here where I'm not sure I'm ready to buy on him at that number. You know, when he was 12K on fantasy draft, yes. When he was 7,300 on FanDuel, yes. But 6,200 on DraftKings, yes. But 7,800, I think we're paying a little bit too much for him at that number. John Henson's actually been playing a little bit better, I believe, as of late, if memory serves me. Yeah, 30 fantasy points or more in back-to-back games. 29, 28, 25 minutes against the Clips. I mean, good luck going against DeAndre Jordan. I mean, I don't know. He's like double the size of John Henson, it seems. But, you know, reasonable price tag there at 5,300. All right, let's get to center spot. Again, lots of guys we can play here, including Mr. DeAndre Jordan against Milwaukee. I'm going to predict 20 rebounds tonight for Mr. Jordan. And when he's had 20 rebounds, he's had 56 fantasy points, which he did against Milwaukee 3 games ago. He had 41 fantasy points. He had 53. He had 39. He had 55. He had 41. So these are against bad rebounding teams. 8K on DraftKings, 8K on FanDuel, 14-4 on Fantasy Draft. He should be just fine today. Nurkic, definitely from a salary perspective, maybe popping the most. And I think gets a nice matchup here against New Orleans. Over 40 in 3 of his last 4 games. You know, a little bit, let's see. Yeah, this is not a back-to-back, so I'm fine with him there. But all in all, yeah, he's too cheap. Under 7K on FanDuel, DraftKings, and 12-1 on Fantasy Draft. So we could fire him up. I think I got to stay away from Jokic with Millsap back right now. But huge upside always in that guy. But 9,800, I don't see that crack in my builds today. Miles Turner, 66-65. Last 2 games hasn't been great against Miami and the Clippers. Was fine there against New Orleans and the Lakers. Again, Golden State not playing super fast here, but I don't mind him one bit here today at that price point, especially in tournaments tonight. Willie Cauley-Stein over on DK is pretty cheap at 5,600 against a bad defensive team there in Dallas, especially on the glass. So, somehow Stein has not reached double-digit rebounds in a while, so maybe tonight's the night he gets it. Like him on DraftKings at that salary. And then Bam on FanDuel, I don't hate it. You know, for 42 on DraftKings, 45 on FanDuel. You know, not playing monster minutes because we've said Olynyk is doing well and he's been getting the run, but in a tournament maybe. Probably not doing it though. The more that I look at it, it's probably more of an Olynyk play if I'm going there. Maybe that's recency bias, but he's the better player. Pau is down to 4.7 again. I've been out of the country for the last week. That's too cheap. Even against Washington and Marcin Gortat. I mean, last game he played 24 minutes against Milwaukee, got you 41 fantasy points. Now, be fair, Milwaukee's terrible versus centers. So, but you know, he's at a 36. He's at a 50. I mean, 38. The thing about him is you got to play him in tournaments. You can't remotely want to use Pau Gasol in cash games. Outside of Aldridge, you really can't play any Spur in cash games. And even him, his salary's pretty juiced up right now. But there you go. That's it. That's the rundown. That's what I got for you on this Tuesday night. I am heading back to XM tonight. I've been away for a while, so looking forward to that show. Be sure to tune us in there. Got a little excitement for you as well on this front. We are hosting a free MLB webinar, and it's happening Wednesday night after crunch time. Chris Jamino is going to do a webinar that's going to talk about all the tools that we have at RotoGrinders, the process of building lineups, how you identify the splits that you need to look at. He's going to go into plate IQ, results DB. So you're going to get a great tutorial from one of the, I don't know if engineer's the right title for him, but one of the bright minds behind putting together a lot of the premium tools that we have, and he's going to walk you through it, and he's going to be taking your questions as well with that. So be sure to check that out. If you're a newbie, or if you're like, okay, I need a refresher on some of these tools on RotoGrinders, this MLB webinar happening 7:30 on Wednesday night with Chris Jamino. Don't miss it. It's going to be good stuff. So be sure to check that out. I'm out of here. Got golf later tonight on Grinders Live. Lots of NBA stuff, and of course MLB content starting to roll in as well. But till next time, I'm Dan Bach, wishing you best of luck. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for sponsoring, and talk to you tomorrow here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.